from some guy you probably met on the internet. It's the Casey Lewis Podcast.
It's Friday, November 13th, 2015, and this is the Casey Lewis Podcast, where we talk about crushing debt, loving work, and chasing dreams that matter. I'm your host, Casey Lewis, and kicking off this episode is a question written in from Brad. Brad says, if I'm paying a ridiculous amount of interest on a credit card, would it ever make sense to cash out a retirement plan to pay it off and then just be done with the debt? I have about $6,000 in credit card debt and just shy of $20,000 in various retirement plans. Great question, Brad. Thank you for writing in. The simple answer is no, it doesn't make sense. But here is why, and it comes across a lot because it does make sense in our heads. Oh, I've got this money sitting aside in a retirement account. I could be debt-free and just be done with that. And it's kind of an easy way to just wipe out some bad decisions. But we really need to look at the math of it. And if you remove $6,000 from a retirement account, now retirement accounts are different than investing accounts. A retirement account would be like a 401k, an IRA, or something that has a tax provision to it that's specified it for retirement. And those accounts have penalties. And so you'll pay a 10% penalty on the $6,000 you pull out for your retirement account. So that's $600. And then that money, that $6,000 counts towards your income for the year. So let's say that your tax rate is 20% and you add $6,000 of income. Well, you just added $1,200 in tax. So you've got $1,200 in tax, $600 in penalty. You're going to pay $1,800 on that $6,000 to pull it out. You've got a $6,000 credit card balance. That's about 25% of your credit card balance. I don't know if your credit card interest rate is 25%. Even if it is, you're paying a lot. Now, if you're 30 years old and you were to just leave that $6,000 in your retirement account and invest it wisely and do well in your investments, then you're going to have about $95,000 when you retire off of that $6,000. So no, it is a bad idea to pull that money out of your retirement account. Here's what I would do to get rid of the $6,000 of credit card debt. I would stop investing in your retirement accounts temporarily. So this isn't like for the next 5 years, we're not going to invest anything for retirement, but for the next 6 months or a year, maybe stop investing in retirement accounts, bring all of that money home so that you can put it onto your debts. Second is maybe you have a garage sale. You've probably got a bunch of stuff just laying around that you could get rid of. So have a garage sale, slash your expenses. So get rid of your TV cable or shop your cell phone rates or your car insurance rates, or make sure the lights are turned off and you're not wasting electricity. Slash your expenses down to nothing, and then pick up some extra income. And I really think you could probably knock this $6,000 out in 2 or 3 months, not years, just a few months, and really have your credit card debts knocked off, and then really go after the rest, building out a solid foundation for your emergency account and going back to investing for retirement. Good question, Brad. Thanks for writing in. Now, you may have noticed that we haven't had a new episode of the show in several weeks, and also that I am missing a guest host. So here's the deal. That website outage where the people put malware on my website, it was a big hit. And I was able to keep the podcast going about a month longer than I could do my normal website and other things. But eventually, the podcast, not being able to have show notes or being able to market it, it just didn't make sense to keep producing a new episode each week when I couldn't provide show notes or any other of the back content that goes along with the show. So that is why we haven't had a show in a couple of weeks. But the good news is, the website is back. It's live. It's better than it was before. It's safer and more secure than it was before. And I slow walked here the last month because it made sense since the website went down to go ahead and take care of a lot of the things that we were going to take care of at the beginning of the year. And so there's some new forms that are coming out. There's some new tools. There's some new tips. There's some new concepts that are happening on the website. And it just made more sense since the website was already down for such an extended amount of time to go ahead and finish up doing all of those things for kind of a relaunch of the site. So the website's back live, and there's a new free bonus on the site called 30 Days to Better Money. It's a book that I wrote that walks you through a 30-day challenge series to get better with your money, anything from getting out of debt to planning for retirement. And so if you're already signed up for our newsletter, then you've received that book. It went out to you on Friday the 13th. If you haven't signed up yet, though, head over to casey-lewis.com and sign up to receive this really, really cool 30-day challenge. Also, we're missing a guest co-host, so let's talk about the format of the show. So since I was down basically for a month here without recording any new content, I realized that this show is all about you. It's about your money and your career and your dreams and answering your questions. And that's what makes the show really cool. It's what makes it fun for me to record each and every week. And as cool as it was for me to have a co-host and bring my friends on the show and joke around and do all that, it made the show more about me and more about me and my friends than it did about you and your money and your careers and your dreams. And so I really enjoy like having this dialogue and somebody to talk to. And if I look at podcasts and other radio shows that are successful, I find that a monologue type format doesn't typically work over an extended amount of time. I don't have a big enough personality to carry a monologue formatted show. And so the simple solution, an easy solution, would be to have a call-in show where you call in and we record and we talk about your question with money. But there's only several hundred of you listening, and we record at a different time every week. And sometimes you're not going to call in and catch me when I can do it because it's the medium. We're not on a radio format where I can do that. So it would be great if I had that ability, but as of right now, we don't. I have some ideas for the future. There are some segments that are coming up. One that I'm thinking of called You Are Crushing It, where I basically interview and talk to people that are doing really, really awesome with money and having some really big wins, and be able to share that. So there's some things that are working, but for right now, it is you guys and me. You get to hear my beautiful voice as we go through this show, and I'll continue to answer your questions, but the show is about you and answering your questions so that you get better with money. Last thing, while we're just on a little tangent about what's been going on with me for the last month or so on the internets, I decided to get rid of RSS emails on my website. So if you're not familiar with RSS, basically it is the tool that allows a new blog post or a new podcast or anything to be sent directly to your email. And it was a really great way to automate how I would stay in touch with you. If I would publish a blog post, it would just automatically send you that blog post. And that was great until I realized like I wanted to write a blog post and record a podcast on the same day. And then you would get two emails. And if you were signed up for a newsletter or some other program that I was working on, you'd get three or four or six emails in a single day. And it was just way too much. Like it was just nonsense to be sending you that, and it was noise. Those emails, you wouldn't open six emails from anybody in a single day. So I've reduced all of that stuff down to where I send one email a week that combines all of the content that I publish. So every podcast, every article, anything that I've done that has to do with a career or money or getting out of debt or anything like that, it all goes into one simple email that comes out on Fridays to keep your inbox clutter-free. So this also, it's really cool because it frees me up to produce more podcast episodes each week. And like this show is probably my favorite thing that I get to do right now. Spending 10 or 15 or 20 minutes a week with you, answering your questions, talking with you about money, about your careers. It's really my favorite thing, and I get questions all the time, and I can't always answer them immediately. If we're just doing two questions an episode, those questions get put to the side, and it takes a month or 2 months to get your question answered, and it's just not fair to you. It's not fair to anybody else that's trying to get that, and I don't frankly like putting people off for that long to answer their questions. So I can now just pick up the microphone and record a quick 5-minute, hey, here's the answer to this question that just came in this morning. It's going to be much easier for me to do that and deliver that to you. And so you'll get some bonus episodes because of that change in the RSS So I'm pretty excited about it. That's what's been going on. That's why I disappeared from the internet for the last 2 months. So we've got one more question that I'll answer this week, and I'll wrap the show up. All right, this question comes from Laura. She says, I have a quick question. I have an employee who is thinking of getting a credit card to get a specific reward. She plans to make the purchase, cash in on the reward, pay off the balance of the card, and then cancel the card. Will that hurt her credit? Good question, Laura. And I want to talk about two different parts to this. The first is directly answering the question. So will that hurt her credit? So credit scores are made up of five different things. The amount of money that's owed in relation to the account limits. So if the account balance is 1,000, how much money against that 1,000 are you borrowing? That makes up 30% of your score. The second is the payment history. Are you making your payments on time or are they late? And if they're late, how late are they? That makes up 35% of your score. The rest is just little stuff. The length of the credit history. So obviously somebody that's 36 and has been borrowing money for 18 years is going to have a better score than an 18-year-old. There's the mix of the types of loans. So do you have a car loan, a credit card, a mortgage? That makes up 10% of your score. And then new credit, are you frequently borrowing new money? That is 10% of your score. So opening up a new card will increase your score from the new credit aspect. They're going to go, oh, somebody lent her money. That's a good thing. But if she already has a good credit rating, then opening the new account's not really going to hurt her score from that. But here's where it could hurt. Is let's say that she gets a $2,000 card limit and the purchase that she makes is $1,500. Well, she will have used 75% of that credit card balance. And that is a very high limit. Usually you want to be about 30% of your card limit to have a good score. So that is actually going to be something that's going to be a negative impact. And then once it pays off, if she closes out the account, the length of credit history is going to get a ding because it just shows that she doesn't borrow money for very long and she pays it off and closes the account. And so that's kind of a high risk factor for a lender. So the direct answer is it's probably going to hurt her credit a little, but as long as she doesn't max out the card, it's not going to hurt her score drastically so much that it's noticeable and causes major issues. Now, all that said, credit cards are like playing around with snakes. Like you can't beat the credit card company at their game and too many people get caught in the trap. It's why like 75% of people that use cards don't make more than the minimum payments. Nobody intentionally walks into credit card debt or thinks it's a good idea. They try to play these games, the 0% game, the credit card rewards games, and eventually life is going to happen. And the problem is that the cost is too great. It's too risky. 30% credit card interest or the default rates or the late fees, all of it compounds and it gets really, really expensive really, really quickly. If you're just trying to play the game, as long as you're on the winning side of the game, it's great. But the second somebody loses a job, the second a repair bill is more than you think it's going to be, the second you miss a payment, if this whole thing changes and it's no longer just I'm trying to win the game, because it's not a win-lose thing. It's a get crushed when you are on the losing side of it. You can't come back from it. You lose. So, yes, to answer your question, it's probably not going to hurt her score that much if she does this. But I really don't think she should do it. I don't think anybody needs to be playing around with the credit card game to try to beat it just so that they can get a free trip out of the deal. The trip is probably $500. Just save up and pay the $500. It's not that big of a deal. So thank you for writing in. Hey, if you have a question for me, head over to casey-lewis.com. Click on the podcast page and there is a big button that says send Casey a question. Or you can hit me up on Twitter at @CaseyNLewis, or we can be friends on Facebook. My name is Casey Lewis, so I'm all over the internet. You can find me there. Show today is brought to you by the 30 Days to Better Money ebook. It is free. Head over to casey-lewis.com/30days to get your free ebook copy. This is really cool. It's about a 15,000 word book. It's full color PDF. It's awesome. I spent a lot of time putting this together as a really cool resource that will really walk you through
the basics of budgeting all the way through complex things like investing and tax planning and college planning and retirement planning. It's really cool. I'm proud of it. We put a lot of work into it. It's been a couple of years in the making. So with that, I'm going to wrap things up. Your dreams matter. Put your money in a position to chase after what's important. Go crush it, and I'll see you next time.
Thanks for checking out the Casey Lewis Podcast. Connect with Casey on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook by following at Casey N. Lewis. You can get all the show notes for today's shows and tons of bonus content on the podcast episode page at casey-lewis.com. And if you like the show, don't forget to leave a rating and review for us over in iTunes.
That's my dad.